Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's officially Queentober. Yes, it's officially Queentober, and your girl queen is so freaking excited. Okay, let me not get ahead of myself. It's Friday. It is your girl's favorite day of the week. Yes, hunty. Okay, I am over here feeling real good. I'm feeling real excited. Okay. Though this week has been a struggle. But before we get into all of that, let me just say, if you are just now tuning into Fancy Plans and Things Radio, hi, I'm your host, Queen. Thank you for joining me this Friday, okay? Your girl likes to keep it real and raw. We love to talk about all the things that are going down in the planner streets, but most importantly, we love to talk about the babes behind the planner. Yes, we do, okay? So with that being said, welcome to the show. If you are an oldie but a goodie, you always checking in with your girl on Friday, okay? Welcome back to the show, boo. Thank you for checking in on me. Thank you for joining me. We're about to have some girl chat. We're about to talk it up, okay? I am feeling really, really happy and excited. And let me say this. This podcast is going to be a little choppy because, y'all, life has been a little crazy. So let me just say this. Last week on Friday, thinking I'm going to have a good day. I didn't sleep at all Thursday night because I was up late working on some projects from behind the scene, which we'll get into later. And then I was working on like just the podcast stuff in general. And of course, I didn't sleep all night. So Friday, I wake up. I'm not feeling well. There's a lot of things going on. There's some drama behind the scenes in the planner community. I mean, seriously, at this point, when is it not really drama in the planner streets? And I mean, like, real drama, not the drama that we're talking about cultural appropriation or we're talking about Black Lives Matter and people are labeling it as drama, you know. Not that type of drama. Like, real life drama where people are just dragging each other for no reason and it's just like, girl, why? Okay? And so then all of that was going on. And I was just having some own personal issues that was going on. And then y'all, okay, if I thought that couldn't get any worse, okay, with all of that going on, then I got a leak in my ceiling. And then it started leaking in the air condition. And then there started being like some kind of like water coming out of a hole that it just was ridiculous. Okay. It was ridiculous up in here. Thank God nothing has gotten ruined other than the ceiling. And look, y'all, I live on the bottom floor. And this is why I keep talking about how like I'm not doing all the things or really trying to like manage my money a little bit better, because I really do want to buy a house. I have got to get out of apartment living because, honey, the apartment living is ghetto. It is just ghetto for me. I'm just not here for it. It has got to go, okay? I need to enrich my life, and I'm trying to live rich, bougie vibes, okay? That is what I'm trying to do, is live the rich, bougie vibes, okay? Now you can do rich, bougie vibes on a medium girl budget, okay? Because I don't have a big girl budget, okay? One of these days, I'm gonna have a big girl budget, but right now I'm leaving the medium girl budget and I just need to find a house. Like, okay, that's what your girl's trying to do. Oh, life. Okay, but we're not gonna dwell on that because, like, let me just say, okay, y'all see, I'm getting into my bougie vibe. So let me just say, like, okay, like, I'm gonna totally like have like an amazing Queentober. Like, it's Queentober, it's just gonna be so litty. Like, I just can't wait. Okay, y'all, I'm just I'm being completely silly. Also, I am not allowed to have sugar before I record. Okay, make sure you guys message me throughout the weeks and be like, Queen, don't have no sugar before you record, because you be over here just talking real, real fast and hyped up, and we be like, girl, what you on? Okay, I promise I'm not doing no drugs. I'm just a little hyped up. I'm not allowed to have coffee or sugar before the show, okay? But with all that being said, life has just been super duper freaking crazy, and I'm glad that things are kind of settling down. But definitely, the show was definitely recorded in different parts and increments. I do apologize for that, you guys. It has just been super duper freaking crazy around my way. But I'm so excited for Queentober. I'm so excited to be in here. I just love you guys so, so freaking much. And I'm just, I can't even believe it is here, y'all. And I mean, honestly, time has literally just flew by. Literally, I just feel like August drug on for so long. And I mean, August was just a hot moving mess. It was straight trash, the ghetto, dumpster fire, all the names that you want to call it. That's what August was. And I really just think it was because it was like everything that was going on, you know, in the planner streets, and just, it was just a lot going on out there in the planner streets. Okay. It was a hot moving mess. And I was just like, ugh, I am so over August. August like literally just drug on forever. And so when September came, I was like, deuces. Okay. See you later, August. August 2021 has been the complete ghetto. One star, do not recommend. And so I was just really happy to see September. And when September came along, my girl Katie from Definitely Katie, you guys know that we host Planner Community Squad Challenge together. And y'all, I absolutely love Katie. I am so grateful for her. Like, our friendship and our bonds and us doing these challenges together every month is just one of my favorite things ever in the world. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And one of the things I love the most is like me and Katie's weekly chats, and also when we sit down to talk about our next project. And we're so passionate about our projects, you guys. We have already started working on things for 2022. And look, if you are not joining in on the Planner Community Squad, you definitely need to. They're posted pretty much every month, okay? Except for this month, me and Katie took a break, which I will get into that. But yeah, you guys definitely need to join. If you are not following me over on my Instagram at Queens Fancy Plans or Katie at Definitely Katie, which I'll make sure I'll link her so you guys can follow her. We host a challenge every month, and y'all are going to absolutely love the challenge for Queentober. Okay, I know I said Queentober, technically October, but honey, it's all about me. It's Queentober. So that's what we're going to call it. Okay. Queentober. The challenge for Queentober is bomb. And I'm so excited for it. And yeah, it will be posted today. So you guys will get to see it because, you know, it's officially Queentober. And every first of the month, we try to post up the challenges. So Katie came to me around, I want to say like the end of August. And she was like, hey girl, why don't we skip Planner Community Squad for September? And I was already kind of feeling that way, kind of thinking that way, because I had so many projects that I was already getting ready to work on. And I was like, you know what, this is perfect, because one of the things that me and Katie have really been taking on this year is wellness. And not just wellness as in like we're trying to lose weight or any of those types of things. Wellness as in we're trying to make sure that our physical and mental are the healthiest that they can be, and we're just working on ourselves from the inside out. And I have really enjoyed this journey of taking that I've been taking with Katie for wellness, because I never really had a wellness planner before. And I love writing out little like blurbs in my wellness planner every week and journaling little things about how my week was and having gratitude and all those things. They have been very, very helpful to my mental health and has just been something that I never expected that I would really love. I have really loved my wellness planner and I have really been into it, and it has just been so helpful with growth and change. And you guys know I'm a girl about like, I do not like change, okay, at all. But change is necessary in order for you to grow, and you can't stay stagnant. And that's one thing that I have definitely learned, is that it's okay to grow, it's okay to change, it's okay to evolve, it's okay to be a better person, it's okay to change the way you think. All of those things are okay, because if you want to reach the next level, you have to change those things. You have to grow in order to do that. And also, I realized that because I had so many projects and different things going on and things that I really wanted to sit down and accomplish, I thought it would be best that we take that break, because you cannot pour from an empty cup. You cannot give, and never give yourself the self-care to give back into you, to recharge yourself. And so it was nice to just kind of take a break. Though I was still posting on Instagram, of course, y'all still seen my posts and I was still there. I did take a little bit of a break from like creating reels, and I just kind of posted like different photos, and I just took a little bit of a break to unplug, because I realized that it is important, and I've talked about this before, it is super duper and freaking important to live in the here and now. It is important to live in the moment, because once those moments and memories are gone, you can't get them back. And so it's important to spend time with your family and your loved ones and just really truly make connections, human connections, outside of just being on the internet. Because I know I love my internet friends. I love the friendships and bonds that I have made here in this planner community. These planner streets are filled with super dope babes, and I am quite proud that I know quite a few of them and have made friendships and bonds and lasting impressions with each other. But sometimes we need to take an unplug from the internet and just take a moment to be in the moment of now with our friends and our families who are around us and connect with human interaction, because it's important. Those memories, you're not going to be able to get back. That time, you're never, ever going to get back. So take times for you, take time to recharge, take time to refuel yourself and feed your soul. You know, read something that is really going to stick to your heart, stick to your soul, and really make an impression on you. Take time to feed your soul with your family and live in those moments and just feel enriched in love. You know what I mean? So I have, who am I? I'm over here getting real deep. Okay. But yeah, so that's what I was trying to do for the month of September. So now that Queentober is here, I'm just like, oh my God, I'm freaking out about all the things that I have coming up. And also, I was also thinking, you guys, about a little PSA thing that I wanted to do. I wanted to bring this PSA to you guys. I don't know if we're going to call it Queen's PSA, Queen's Weekly PSA, something maybe, but this one PSA I definitely need to bring to you guys. And this one is being, please stop taking the criticism of a brand personal. If it don't apply, let it fly. Okay? I am so tired of seeing people beating their chest over a brand that does not really care about this community, doesn't really care about you. They're not willing to change. They don't want to change. And they are having a very hard time with taking accountability. And the reason why I constantly speak up about these issues is because I want them to take accountability. I want them to know that we're not happy with their actions. I want them to know that they need to change. They need to grow. They need to take accountability for their actions. But one thing that I can say is that me or anybody else that I know that are like speaking up and using our voices, we are not using our voices as in to hop into other people's DMs, to be nasty. We're not going around spewing hate to each other. That's not what our goal is. That's not what our mission is. Our goal is to always hold the company accountable. And no one has ever said, this person is a bad person. We've always said that this company is a bad person, that they are just doing trash-like things, trash behavior. And so I just feel like sometimes people take what other people are posting in their stories or posting on their actual Instagram posts, they're taking it personal and it's their own personal opinion. Like, stop taking other people's opinions personal. And the last time I checked, honestly, opinions are like what? Girl, you know what they like, because everybody got one, boo. Okay, so look, if it doesn't apply to you, if a person is not personally tagging you, they're not harassing you, bullying you, saying anything to you, just let it fly. It's not that serious. And to be honest, we all know who's out here displaying that type of behavior. Look, all I'm going to say is birds of a feather flock together, okay? And we're going to let the birds be birds, and we're going to continue to do what we do, is in speaking up, continue to want to take action, continue to support the babes out here in the community, because that's what I'm all about. I'm truly about babe support babes. And one thing that we need to definitely work on is being kind to each other. And I'm not talking about that fake kindness. I'm not talking about that pretend type of love or pretend type of support, like as long as you're using the same planner I'm using, I can support you type of, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about truly out here supporting each other, truly out here working to be better, truly out here not being crabs in a bucket. That's what I'm talking about. When somebody is elevating, somebody is getting going for the goal, we're out here cheering them on, and they should be doing the same for you. And this is why I talked about how I didn't want friendships that were not pouring into me like I pour into them. I want people in my circle who are truly supporting me, who are truly loving me, who are truly like not afraid to tell me when I'm doing wrong. Like, hey, queen, we don't want you to do that. And one thing that I have really been learning as well is that my crown is adjusted, baby. Okay. And no longer will I get off my throne to address peasants. I'm not about to sit around and argue with people in my DMs. I'm not about to sit around and argue with people on the Instagram stories. I'm not doing any of that. I just don't have the time or the energy to be doing that. I don't have the time or the energy to be arguing with somebody or dragging somebody. Like, that's not my vibe. That's not my thing. And I'm not about to be doing that. That's not what I'm about. At the end of the day, I am about us loving each other. I'm about us supporting each other. And I'm about truly finding people who are on the same vibe as me, who are willing to speak up, who are willing to stand up, who are willing to be on the right side of history. But I'm also looking for people, like I said, who is going to pour into me the way I pour into them. And for that, I am grateful for the friends that I do have and the friendships and bonds that I have made in this community, because I know some dope women. I know some really dope women, and I am so proud of them and their dreams and their accomplishments that they are achieving. And they are proud of me for all the dreams and goals that I'm going for, that I'm achieving, and they're cheering me on. And that is what is really important out here in the community. And honestly, we have got to do better. We have got to do better as a whole. And look, at the end of the day, like I said, we're going to let the birds be birds. And we're going to move along. We're going to adjust our crowns. We're going to act like the queens we are. And we're going to move accordingly. There's no point. And like, again, if it don't apply to you, sis, let it fly. Okay? Just let it fly. It's not that serious. Everybody has a right to speak their opinion. Everybody has a right to speak their thoughts. And anybody that's going around telling somebody that they shouldn't be saying something or all these different things, like, nah, boo. It is not that cool. It is not that serious. It doesn't apply to you. So don't worry about it. Just let it fly. Okay. So that being said, that is my PSA of the day. I just wanted to go ahead and give that little spill of how I was feeling, because I have really just been seeing some things behind the scenes that I am just not here for. And also, I'm just not here for my friends or people that I care about to be being mistreated out here in the community. That's not cool either. And I think that we need to, sometimes people need to just kind of realize, you know, that like, just because I'm talking about this brand or I'm talking about a company and I'm pointing something out that's negative, does not mean that I'm talking about you, does not mean that I'm pointing a finger at you. It means just exactly what it means. I'm pointing my finger at the company and I'm calling them out to do a better job and to fix their trash behavior. That's it, point blank, period. And I'm not going to argue about it. And I will say this too, I will agree to disagree, but there are certain things that I refuse to agree to disagree on. And that will be social justice. That will be Black Indigenous people of color. Lives are in danger. Black Lives Matter. Transgender issues. All of those things that are compiled that are super important to me, I'm not going to agree to disagree on, because at the end of the day, people are people and we should be treating them as such, and we need to be standing together and not separated. And I see now that a lot of this community is not really standing together. And I really feel like a lot of people who are saying that they embody these certain words and that they're always happy, happy, joy, joy are not really that. And we need to work on that. And we need to work on ourselves. And again, if it don't apply, let it fly. Okay. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and move on from the PSA. I just had to give y'all a little something of the PSA today. Cause honey, I feel like some of y'all needed to hear, y'all need to hear a word. Okay. Cause y'all was out here cutting up. Okay. Just behave. Okay. It's Queentober. Okay. If that don't put you in a good mood, honey, I don't know what does. Okay. Well, spooky season is here. Okay. That should just put you in a good mood. Cause maybe you don't want to celebrate Queentober, but I do. Okay. Cause it's Queentober. Okay. I'm going to say it the whole episode. So just go ahead and get used to it. Okay. Speaking of spooky season, y'all, who else is just so excited about spooky? Like, I am beyond excited about spooky season. I went to Target and I picked up me some pumpkins. Y'all, I picked up me some coffee and I got me some little, like, some, y'all, I'm obsessed. Okay. Hear it now. I am obsessed with the pumpkin cream cold brew. And ever since I had it, I'm now obsessed with cold brew coffee. And oh my God. Who said that? Yeah, it's one of those moments. Like, who said that? Because I can't even believe that I'm obsessed with coffee like this. Like, it is so freaking delicious. Okay. And then you got the spooky season with the pumpkins and the little pumpkin spice and the little cinnamons and, oh Jesus, the coffee just is delicious. Okay. Oh, I wish I had a cup right now. And the coffee is just good, y'all. It's good. Okay. So I did go buy me some pumpkins and a little bit of Halloween decor. I have been Halloweening it up in all my planners. Like, I'm here for the pastel goth vibes. Like, that's just me. And I honestly think that I'm going to just kind of hook my planners up in a pastel-y goth type of vibe from now on, because that's just my vibe. Like, it's everything, just some pastels, a little bit of goth, a little bit of rainbow, a little bit of unicorn. Honey, it just gives me the whole fancy life. Like, that's just real fancy to me. Okay. I know that sometimes when y'all hear the word fancy, y'all probably think of like real, like, bougie spreads. Okay. Bougie, but that's not what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of pastels and rainbows. That's bougie to me. Okay. to each his own. Okay. But yeah, I am so here for spooky season. I have pretty much picked out my Halloween, like, costumey type of thing that I think I want to be for Halloween. I have been hooking up like my little desk area, and just in the living room I have like some pumpkins and little things set out. Y'all, I'm not big on like decorating the whole house with stuff, but I do like to put like little things in my space and that I can see that is just definitely giving me the fall vibes. I am so here for it right now. I am definitely here for spooky season. I'm ready for all the scary movies, but y'all know your girl don't do horror. Okay, I always say horror really weird, and it's because it's because I watch this girl Bailey Sarian, and she always says horror like horror, and then I just be like, I just think it's funny. So I'm half weirdo, I know. Okay, so yeah, I have been really into like some scary movies and just watching like those, I don't know if any, does anybody else like those thriller movies, like the Lifetime movies, but they like have a little bit more thriller action to them than normal. I am really into those. Okay, so I've been watching those types of movies, and yeah, I can't wait to watch some Chucky, because you know what is spooky season without a little Chucky? I think I'm gonna watch a little Freddy. Yeah, all of those. Yeah, I'm gonna hook those up. I'm really into that vibe right now. Spooky season is just my season. It just, fall is honestly just my season, because of course I'm a fall baby, and when fall comes, I'm here for all the fall fashion. I'm here for all the spooky stuff. I'm here for all the good food that we're about to eat, okay, for Christmas and Thanksgiving. Like, I'm just here for it, and I'm very, very excited, okay? Your girl is excited, and not only is she excited about that, okay, so if you guys guessed it, which of course Elizabeth from Joy Journal cracked me up, because she slid in my DM so smooth and was like, Queen, are you starting a Patreon? Well, if you guys guessed that your girl Queen is starting a Patreon, yes, I am. I'm so excited and I'm so nervous. Like, you guys, I'm sweating all at the same time. Oh my God, I'm so sweaty. But let me just tell you, I absolutely cannot wait for this Patreon to drop. I do want to talk to you guys a little bit about like the details and all of these things. Now, I have, okay, for the month of September, I told you guys I was working on my goals, and the Patreon was definitely one of my goals to drop in October. And I chose October for a reason. October is just a really weird month for me. And it's honestly because my grandfather died 2 weeks to my 23rd birthday, and it's exactly 2 weeks. And it's just, it's one of those, like, grief is just one of those things that is just ever changing, and just, it's hard to really talk about. And yeah, he's been gone 10 plus years, but my grandfather was not only just my grandfather, he was also my dad. And so I get really sad sometimes, because I think, like, you know, if I have any future kids, they won't get to meet their great grandfather and how amazing this man was and how much he loved me. And I didn't get to share all these special moments with him, and I didn't get to, I don't know, let him see like how I turned out as a grown up, and that I am doing really, really good in life, and that, you know, it's not perfect and I still got things to work on, but I think he would be really, really proud of me. So I decided, in a way to honor him and to a way to kind of not be in a funk, in a way to just kind of celebrate him and let him know in a way that, hey, your baby girl is out here doing good. Okay. She's getting her life together. She's figuring out who she wants to be and what she wants to do and all these different things. And so I thought that I would launch the Patreon on October 6th. I miss this man every day of my life. And it's just so crazy to me that I'm able to even do this, or even talking about doing this, because I don't think a few years ago I would be able to have done this. A few years ago, I still felt like I couldn't get out of bed most days when October hit. But I am so grateful that I'm in a better space, and that this year I just wanted to feel close to him, and I just wanted to remember the good times, and I really wanted to just honor him. And in my way of honoring him and letting him know that I'm okay is to just drop my Patreon on October 6th, and it will be something that I can always celebrate, and in a way change the way I look at October 6th, you know, as a day of not just sadness and mourning, but as a day of that, yeah, I'm sad, I do still miss him, and I'm still mourning, but I'm also honoring him by doing something that I truly love, and that's something that I'm really passionate about. So I am dropping the Patreon on October 6th. I do want to say there is four or five tiers. I have been working on them. I actually pulled them down again today, and I'm reworking them. The Patreon will actually be called Queen's Fancy Plans and Things, which I'm so excited about. And I will talk to you guys about why I named it that. So I named it that because I wanted to kind of merge merge my regular Instagram name along with the podcast. And I also wanted to merge like all the things of me. I was asking one of my friends about the beauty aspect. And she said to me that when people think of Queen Fancy Plans, they automatically think of makeup and they think of like you coming with the beat face girl. And I was like, okay, perfect. So I wanted to make sure that I was offering all types of content and that I was able to kind of merge who I am as a person. You guys know I came from the beauty community and I really just left the beauty world because it just didn't make me happy. I feel like the beauty world is very much about competition. It's all about who has the tightest dress, who has the best cut crease, who is showing the most cleavage. Like, it's just who has the best lace wig. It is just a lot over in the beauty community. And it's always a lot of competition. And that's not what I'm really looking for. I wanted to do beauty, but I wanted to do beauty my way. I want to wear makeup the way I wear makeup. And I want to showcase that and show people how to draw on their eyebrows and how you can, you know, blend out your eyeshadows and what foundations I love and all these different things. But I also wanted to add in the elements of planning my life and putting stickers to paper and things that I love, like what types of pens I love. All of those things I kind of wanted to just kind of incorporate into one. And I literally just wanted to find a space that I could truly be me. And I have really been living in the fact that I can authentically be myself. And that's something that has been really important to me, is authentically being myself, learning to love myself and learning to be like, okay, I know that I'm quirky. I know that I'm weird. I know that I like color hair and I love to color outside the lines and I love to be outside the box. And I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with who I am. And if nobody likes it or somebody has a problem with it, okay, that's on you. But I'm going to always continue to be authentically me. And I think I have found who I am as a person. And I thought, okay, these are the things that I want to bring and incorporate into my Patreon, not only just makeup and planners, but I want to incorporate who I am as a person into my Patreon and have a deeper connection and closer friendship and bond with you guys in a small space in a community where you guys really want to get to know who I am, really want to be inspired by me, really want to inspire me as well. Because I don't want my Patreons to just feel like I'm supposed to inspire them. I want them to inspire me as well. I want us to be a family. And so I just decided that Queen Fancy Plans and Things would be perfect way for me to just merge everything together. And we guys can have a little bit of what, like the best of both worlds, a little bit of makeup, a little bit of planner stuff, a little bit of Disney content, a little bit of everything. I just kind of wanted to put it all together. And again, that's why I named it that. And that's why I'm dropping in on October 6th. And yeah, I'm really, really excited. I am so thankful for all my friends who just have really had my back. My girl Cass is definitely, Cass has been coming in a clutch, hunty. Okay. Thank you, Cass, for hooking your girl up with all the graphics, helping behind the scenes. Like, Cassie is definitely a dope babe. And I'm so grateful that she's on Team Fancy. Team Fancy is so thankful for her because, let me tell you, sometimes I just be ready to throw this computer right on out the window. And Cass be like, calm down, girl. I got you. We're going to figure it out. We're going to get it fixed. She is so dope and I'm so proud of her and I'm so thankful for her. And if you guys are not following my girl Plan with Cash, you definitely should. I don't know what I would do without her sometimes. She's definitely my planner wifey. She's definitely my planner bae. Okay. I love her to death. Okay. She's my planner wife bae. Don't be trying to take her. I know she's dope, but y'all can't have my planner wife bae, okay? That's what she is. She's my planner wife bae, okay? but yeah, I am really excited about the Patreon. Now, you guys, with that being said, that I'm dropping the Patreon on October 6th, which is literally a couple of days away. I cannot believe it. I'm starting to freak out again. It literally is a couple of days away. Not only am I dropping the Patreon, but I am also dropping another project this month for Queentober. I told y'all Queentober was going to be litty. We're not only going to have more guests on the show for this month of October, I'm going to have a couple of guests, but we also are going to be dropping merch on my birthday. Yes, you heard it here first. Merch is coming. It will be dropping October the 20th, which is my actual B-day. And I'm so excited. I'm like freaking out. I am like over the moon. I cannot wait until you guys see the merch. It is super duper freaking cute. And I'm in love. I am absolutely in love. And there will be some sneak peeks, hopefully, before the actual day that the merch drops. Hopefully, crossing fingers, If not, you guys will just kind of see some things that I will share over in the stories. If everything works out, I should have some of the samples in my hand. So you guys can actually see them on my body and stuff like that. But I am just like freaking out. Who am I? But yeah, that is what I've been working on for the month of September so that Queentober could be absolutely freaking litty. Also, y'all, I'm turning 36. Oh my God. Like, let's just talk about it. First of all, why somebody told me the other day that I was born in the late 1900s, and I was just like, so why are you telling me that? Not to mention that my mama keep texting me, oh, you'll be 36. Y'all heard me talk about her last week when she was just trying to, I feel like she was shading me. Like, mama, was you shading me? What? I mean, I'm not really sure, but I feel like age is really nothing but a number because I honestly do not feel like I'm 36. I really feel like I'm about maybe 30. Okay, I feel like I'm about 30. But I feel like 36 is the new 26. Something like that, okay? Because I'm feeling real fly and fine, real sexy and things. I'm really feeling myself. And I'm like, okay, Queentober is definitely going to be popping. I'm definitely about to be out here showing the girls and getting real cute, okay? I'm just going to have a good old time. Queentober is just going to be me living life and having so much fun. We're also going on a little mini vacation for my birthday. Y'all, I am just too hyped, okay? Like I said, Queentober, litty for sure. I'm so excited. I can't even believe it's here. And I get to celebrate with my favorite people, all of you babies out there who listen to the show every week, all of you babes who are supporting me over on Instagram. Y'all are like my fam, okay? Y'all really are my royal gang family, and I cannot wait to celebrate with my royal court. Like, we are about to be out here like the Bridgertons, okay? Just having a good old time, okay? Not like the Bridgertons, y'all. Did anybody watch the Bridgertons, by the way? I really loved that show. The Duke was so fine. Like, he was just, he was scrumptious, okay? He was, y'all. Y'all know that man was fine. Stop playing. Y'all, he was real fine, okay? But anyway, I wanted to go ahead and give some shout outs today. The first person I wanted to shout out was the Minimal Sophisticate. Like, you guys, she is such a doll and such a sweetheart. I am forever grateful for her just coming to me and reaching out to me and sharing her story with me. She shared her story with me about her PCOS journey and her infertility journey, I'm sorry. But she had listened to the PCOS awareness episode and she came and shared her infertility story with me and it just really touched my heart. It meant a lot to me and it just kind of reaffirmed, like I always say to myself, I'm not alone. And I know on those days when it gets hard, you do get in your head like, oh my God, this is such a struggle. I'm out here by myself. Nobody understands. Nobody gets it. And just when you think that, there's somebody that always says, hey girl, I hear you. I see you. I'm holding space with you. And so the Minimal Sophisticate, she always shares the show. She listens every week and she's just been such a sweet babe and such a dope babe. So when she reached out to me to share her story and her journey, it just meant the world to me. I also want to shout out the Joy Journal, AKA Elizabeth, honey, Elizabeth, I love you, okay? I love you so much, girl. She's just an awesome friend. And I'm so grateful that she has come along and that this planner community brought us together. She is such a dope girl. And I love that we get to laugh and talk and chat. And I literally have a friend that we can go to each other and we can talk about anything. And we always know that we have each other's back. And I think that's absolutely amazing. Not to mention that I have adopted her daughter, Keegan, as my niece. So Hey, Keegan, baby. Okay, Keegan is my niece. Don't be hating on him out here. Okay, Auntie Queen, say hey. Make sure you tell her I said hey, Elizabeth. Okay, that Keegan is my boo. Okay, all right. I be wishing my baby a good day at school. Okay, she looked super cute in her dress. Y'all, Keegan is just my girl. Okay, I have officially adopted Elizabeth's daughter as my niece because I'm like, look, if I'm not gonna have no kids, I might as well just love on everybody else's kids because that's apparently what I'm meant to do. Okay, so Keegan is my niece and that's that. Okay, so tell Keegan, shout out to her, that I love her, and I hope she's having a good day at school, because I know that you're probably listening to this episode while she's at school, so I tell her I hope she has a good day at school. And yeah, so those are my shout outs for today. You guys have just been absolutely freaking amazing, and guess what, y'all? It's Queentober. Guess what, y'all? It's Queentober. Yes. Okay. I know y'all like Queen. We get it. It's Queentober. But look, you about to hear that all month long. So just get ready. Just get ready for me to tell you in a story that it's Queentober, because that's what it is. It's Queentober. Okay. It's all about Queen. It's all about me. Look, this is the only time that I can be really that selfish and be like, it's all about me, because it is my birthday month. Okay. I am a Libra. Gang, gang in a thing. Okay. Anyways, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I just wanted to tell you guys all about the Patreon and kind of give you guys a heads up of what's coming. I'm so excited and I'm so nervous all at the same time, but I hope you guys will go over, sign up for the Patreon and become part of the Royal Gang family. Okay. Become part of the Royal Court. That's what y'all can do. Okay. Become part of the Royal Court. So with that being said, I am going to go ahead and get out of here. But before I go, let me remind y'all that Sunday is coming, and Sunday is what? Self-care Sunday. So make sure you pour that glass of wine, take that bubble bath, do a little skincare, honey, give yourself a little facial, do those nails, whatever you can do to pamper yourself, to love on yourself, whether it's read a book, whether it's relax in bed, whether it's to binge watch Netflix for 8 hours, whatever you want to do, girl, whatever is going to make you feel better, help recharge your battery, go do that. Okay. And until next time, y'all, until I see you next Friday, stay fancy.